But suddenly the sixth seal is opened. It will affect every land area on earth. No exception. It's called the Great Earthquake. Great. How great will it be? What will cause this earthquake? When will it happen? Will it affect Christians? What about those that are going to be protected from these things? Will it affect them? This will cause land shifts. The earth rides on platelets. Yes, there will be activity in the land masses of this earth. Volcanic activity. Islands that have been unparalleled since the days of Peleg when the earth was divided. You can turn to Genesis chapter 10 and you can read verse 25, and it says the earth was divided in the days of Peleg. The word divided is number 6385 in the Strong's Concordance of the Hebrew language. It means split. The earth was split, the land masses in the days of Peleg. You look at Europe and Africa, then you move the Atlantic Ocean out of the way, and you move the continent of North and South America over, and it looks like they fit together practically. The land masses were split in the days of Peleg. It affected every person on planet Earth. Australia broke loose, islands rose out of the water. Other land masses sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Then suddenly, as if time stood still, in Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4, here's what it says. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. This is a seal directly from the true God that created everything. And remember, Jesus Christ made everything that has been made. He made this seal, and God the Father gave him permission to use this seal upon a certain number of people. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Notice, to hurt the earth. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. I heard the number of them that were sealed. There was 144,000. Of all the tribes of the children of Israel. So there's 144,000. If there have been no translation, mistranslations through the years, 12,000 from each of the tribes. All the tribes have intermarried through the years, whether they're on the European continent, British Isles, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, the United States. But they received the message of Jesus Christ, so they were sealed in their forehead. Now, the word seal is number 4972 in the Greek Strong's Concordance, and it literally means to stamp with a private mark for security and preservation. There was someone that was going to flee into the wilderness and be protected and fed supernaturally for 3.5 years. There was the Philadelphia church that said they would not be touched. They would be kept out of contact with the hour of temptation that would come upon the whole world. And now we see all of a sudden, before the trumpets are open, but there is a great earthquake, and this diverts the attention. What is it that caused this earthquake that diverted the attention of the national leaders of this world? So that God would then mark, set his mark in the forehead of these people that he talked about. It says they were to be kept as in preservation from something by implication to keep secret, as if the rest of the world didn't even know you existed, as fencing in or protecting from misappropriation, right out of the Strong's Concordance of the Greek language. So God has absolutely determined that he's going to keep a group of people from being misappropriated in the events that are about to come. He will preserve them alive. This great earthquake, the sixth seal, will only be the beginning of what scientists call extinction level events. We absolutely know from scientific excavation that great fur-bearing mammals have been discovered. They've been discovered encased in ice. They were quick frozen, instantly, not over a period of hundreds or thousands of years, because they could have just trotted away. But it was instant, with tropical vegetation still unchewed in their mouth and undigested in their stomachs. Tropical vegetation. How could this be? How could it be? I mean, if you're in the North Pole and you're quick frozen, how are you going to have vegetation from the tropics in your mouth? In Matthew chapter 24, this will begin to give a whole new meaning to these two verses, verse 21, verse 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. We've always thought that meant nuclear weapons that could kill 50 Earths. It does. We always thought it meant chemical, biological agents that could kill another 100 Earths. It does. But is there something in addition to that that is so awful that is going to come upon this earth? That except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. And when you look up that Greek word saved in the Strong's Concordance, it means either saved physically, alive, or spiritually, according to the context. And the Moffat translation says saved alive, showing that it means physically. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. People like you and me, and others like us, whoever they are around the world with God's Holy Spirit, they keep the commandments because we are faithful and loyal in all of this. God has determined he's going to save this planet from this tribulation time. Could it be more than we've always thought? It could only happen if an outside heavenly body invaded the inner solar system and the gravitational pull of our Earth and Sun were affected by it. This invasion could come from an asteroid. It could come from a comet. But are they large enough? Some have hit the Earth, caused great damage. We know there were dinosaurs. Or could it be another heavenly body that the world has not even known that existed, but it does exist and it has come into existence. And astronomers and so on have found it. Ancient astronomers knew that such a tenth planet that only circulates in our solar system approximately every 3,600 to 3,660 years exists. They had graphs in old times, even before the flood, the Sumerian people population that died out with the flood. And so this planet, this 10th planet, is so large that when it comes from the outer depths of space, it comes through the Oort system, where there are comets, asteroids, and because it is five times larger than planet Earth, it drags with it certain very damaging things, asteroids, comets. But it only comes around once every 3,600 to 660 years. And in the days of Peleg, it came by and the continents were split. It says so, the word divided, they were split.